faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Got a lot to cover today. Glad you're with us. We're going to talk today about, something I wrote about in some of my books years ago, and I've talked to you guys about here on radio and television many, many times. The right to die is becoming the duty to die. The right to die is becoming the duty to die. If you go to my book, Grave Influence, 21 Radicals Ruling America from the Grave, and very soon we're going to have that available. We're having 10,000 copies of that book printed. It's my best-selling book of all time, and we're going to offer it for just right around our cost because we want to get as much information out as we can. But in that book, you remember I talk extensively about Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and that book came out in 2009. And in that book, we're talking about active euthanasia, population control extensively. Well, wouldn't you know it that the Agenda 21 crowd now openly is admitting, they're now openly admitting that they want the older folks to off themselves. You know, we've seen a lot of news being made about the pod, the euthanasia pod overseas. You can get into and be dead within minutes. You can even hook it to like a trailer. It pulls like a trailer and take it out to the nearest stream and get in the pod and watch the beautiful stream as you say goodbye. This is really a sick, sick, sick world we live in. Or I guess you could just sit around and wait for the government to murder you. Because that's what they're doing. Oh, man. If enough people woke up and realized just how corrupt, unconstitutional, unlawful our government is, they are murdering Americans by the unknown numbers on a daily basis with these COVID death shots. People falling over dead. It's safe. It's effective. You need many, many, many of them. And yet they know. They know it's killing people. I mean, reality is, folks, we should be having the biggest Nuremberg 2.0 trials, and some of the biggest names in America should be on trial. And then whatever capital punishment, you know, is selected by the jury or the prosecutors. But who's going to prosecute that, right? We don't have the men that we had at the Nuremberg trial who stood up and said, I'm sorry, there's a law higher than the laws of Germany. There's a law that's higher than that. It's the laws of God. Where are you going to get that? We just aren't any of those kind of people. You know, unfortunately, they don't seem to elevate them to a position of authority anymore. But if the government isn't killing us with the jab, they're going to kill us with another pandemic. And tonight we'll get into on TV into this monkeypox. That might be their next thing, but there's so much coming at us. But let's look at this. Let's go back to this topic. Lived a good life? Question mark. This is at worldviewreport.com. Worldviewreport.com. Lived a good life? Globalists suggest get out of the way for the children. It's always for the children, right? Watch this video. And now notice at the end of the video, I want you to pay attention because at the end of the video, it is, it's going to pop up Agenda 21. Okay, here we go. You can listen for radio, obviously. Watch for television. Here we go.
Not handle the sheer number of humans who live here. Something has to give. And I believe that it's up to us who have lived a good life to make sure that our children will have the opportunity to live good lives too. I have lived a good life.
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 Look at that. What's it say right at the bottom? Coming soon, Agenda 21, UN Division for Sustainable Development. What's coming soon? I mean, what are they saying? What's coming soon? Coming soon. Agenda 21, coming soon. I've lived... What's coming soon? That's kind of scary. What's coming soon? I mean, they're laying down the propaganda. You've lived a good life. It's time for you guys to die. And it's coming soon. What does that mean? Hello? I mean, is anyone else noticing this? You don't have to take my word for it. It was right there on the screen. And for those of you who didn't see it, you can watch it later at WVWTV.com. Coming soon, Agenda 21, UN Division for Sustainable Development. Coming soon. You've lived a good life. I wrote about that in my book again, Grave Influence, that the professor over in, I think it was near Knoxville, the University of Tennessee professor, a real clown, he'd written a paper or a book or something about the right to die is now the duty to die. Well, there you go. It's your duty to die. I've lived a good life. I lived a good life. It's time to go. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And here it is. This is from Christina Lagarde, International Monetary Fund. I guess she's behind the same idea. Old people live too long, and this is a risk for the global economy. Really? Well, maybe, again, this is why we've had the pandemic. Maybe the pandemic was specifically designed to target the older people. I mean, this is quite disturbing. But don't expect your pastor to talk about this, folks. I put quotes around pastors. Your real pastors and shepherds will. But don't expect your pastors to talk about this, folks. They have no clue what Agenda 21 is, sustainable development. They have no clue. You know, I was talking to Tom Littleton last night. He called me, and we were talking about, you know, the mega church movement has really destroyed the church. When I say church, I mean, quote, church. The Bible is very clear. The gates of hell will not prevail. The real church survives. But the mega church movement has really destroyed the church. Tom was sharing with me some stats of what is the average attendance now, or the total attendance of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination, and what's come out, what is the attendance of their churches. And when you divide that number by how many churches they have, it just shows you how much the Southern Baptist Convention has dropped. And that's true across the board. That's true across the board. I know many, many, many God-fearing, wonderful people who went to Adrian Rogers' church when he was pastor at Bellevue here in town. These are solid Bible people. They're done. You know why they're done? Because they can't find a Bible-teaching church. They're not done with the church. The church is us, Ecclesia. And if you can find a really good New Testament church, a real church, God bless them. And take care of that church and each other and that pastor, that real shepherd. But I know people who just, you know, are some of the strongest Christians I know, honestly. And they can't find a church. And if they do, and they keep moving around, the pastors say the weirdest stuff and promote the weirdest things. And then there's what they don't teach. I believe the mega church. Why is that? Because these guys have been trained into the mega church mentality. And the mega church has done mega destruction. So don't expect most of the so-called pastors of America to warn you that there is now a full campaign for your duty to die. And you better make sure your kids understand what are your wishes. Because if you get into a hospital today, trust me, they are going to pump you full of morphine or whatever else they can to be done with you. I'm not kidding. I have stories I've told. I have stories I could tell, but I won't take the time to do it now. But I thought you might like to know, Agenda 21, it's coming soon. I don't know what that means, but coming soon, some kind of big campaign. I've lived a good life. Time to die. Wow. All right, well, let me go to move as quickly as I can because there's so much to cover. Over at worldviewreport.com, here's another story. When bashing Putin for Ukraine, George W. Bush accidentally calls Iraq invasion wholly unjustified, brutal. I think he slipped. He meant to say Ukraine. But it does sound like he's talking about himself here for a minute, doesn't it? Listen.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged.
Whoa. Russian elections are rigged. Wait a minute. I didn't think you could say things like elections are rigged. You can actually say that? Apparently you can if you're talking about Russia, but don't say that about the United States. Here we go. Oh, by the way, did you see last night where Mike Lindell and I were doing a show together, and we have video footage now from Alabama? The Secretary of State in Alabama, John Carr, whatever his name is, was trying to tell Mike Lindell last year, our elections here are clean. Our elections here are just clean. They're perfect here. Video footage from Alabama running copy paper through the voting machines. And guess what? It tallies it as legitimate votes. Oh, yeah. It's perfect here in Alabama, says the Secretary of State. Well, Mike Lindell is in Alabama today, and they are releasing this video footage that we showed last night and other things. I think there's a rally or something at the state capitol, which is what, Montgomery, Alabama? Running copy paper, just good old-fashioned copy paper, runs through the voting machine and tallies it as a vote there in Alabama. By the way, I had a nurse on last night, anonymous person. I know the doctor that introduced us, have for years, supporter of our organization, supporter of our foundation. And he called me yesterday, he said, Brandon, you should know about what's happening in Alabama at the VA, Veteran Affairs. I said, what? He said, they got 40-plus nurses that they're about to fire because they haven't been vaxxed. 40-plus. It's supposedly the largest unvaccinated VA in America. Are they trying to make an example of them? I don't know. Or is this a test for see what happens and do it at all the VAs around the country? Well, now, let's just think about that right now. What have we already... Isn't it something how the news stories start to connect? How often do we do this? We start talking about stuff, and it all connects up to something else, right? What did we just get done talking about? We just got done talking about coming soon, Agenda 21. I've lived a good life. It's time to make room for the younger people. The earth can only hold so many. The right to die is the duty to die. Huh. And now... are they doing a test case in Alabama to get rid of 40-some-odd nurses that would not take the vaccination, the death shot? Maybe it's a test. Let's see if we can get away with this in conservative, very conservative Alabama. And if we can get away with it in Alabama, we could probably get away with it anywhere. Is that what they're thinking? And, you know, a great way to kill off the old people is just don't have any medical care for them. And we certainly want to start with the vets, right? Because they were part of that military. And, of course, the communists hate the military. So is that what this is? I'm asking a lot of questions here. I'm not making statements. I'm asking questions. Huh. So I interviewed him last night. You'll find that at WVWTV.com, that interview. And they're going to force this onto those folks, and 40-some-odd of them are ready to walk off. And that will collapse the VA hospital there in Alabama. Poor Alabama's got a lot of problems. Well, we all do, don't we? We all do. But back to voter fraud. George W. says that there are rigged elections in Russia. Well, I guess you can say that about Russia, but don't you dare say that about America, right? That makes you an extremist.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated.
Oh, you mean like all the January 6th guys sitting in prison? And how many have our government killed? Huh, yeah. How many have our government killed? Eliminating their enemies. Are you sure he's not talking about America? And isn't he the one that gave us the Patriot Act after 9/11 that's allowed for this big brother government, and he wants to bemoan and complain about it? Now, I think George W. probably is a nice guy. I've met George W. very briefly at the White House. He was very kind to my family. He was very attentive to my little children, and he was very gentlemanly, and he seemed like a genuinely nice guy. I also know people that have been around him extensively. I know people that have been around him for hours and hours and hours, and I know of people who are close friends with people that have been around him for hours and hours and hours. I think he's probably a genuinely nice guy. I just think he probably, to be honest with you, had a bad influence from his father. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away. You're with us. Let's go back to George W. Let's go back to that clip. We got to keep moving. We got so much to get to. Here we go.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks.
Wait a minute. I got to stop it again. Isn't this also what the Democrats were doing, trying to force people off the ballots? Didn't Dr. Mohammed Oz, because Usama tells us that his first name, what is it, Logan? Mehmet? That Mehmet really means the language over there in Turkey, Mohammed, Turkish, means Mohammed. So Mohammed Oz, he wanted to have Kathy Barnett removed from the debates for thought crimes. She said Islam is a corner, pedophilia is a cornerstone of Islam. Well, we proved that right the other night with Annie Cyrus, right from their own hadith and Quran. But Sharia, that's Sharia. Can't speak bad about the prophet or the religion. So Muhammad Oz hasn't even been won the primary yet, much less been the victor in the general and been sworn in. He's already promoting Sharia, I believe. So trying to eliminate Kathy Barnett from the electoral process. Lots of that, trying to remove conservatives from ballots. Again, I just can't figure out if George W. is talking about America or Russia, because it sounds like he could be talking about America, but he's saying Russia.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75. Here's the thing.
Well, you have to give him credit. He handled that really well. But really, the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, Ukraine. Yeah, he was the one that did that in Iraq. That's worked out really well, hasn't it? Here's one I can't even play the clip of. It's over at worldviewreport.com. Rattled mom has a mic drop question on daughter's purported pornographic assignment. School officials cut her audio. Okay, the poor mom gets up there. She's nervous as all, you can tell. And she actually is very emotional. She's crying. She apologizes for what she's about to read. But she says, I want you to think about my 15-year-old daughter having to read this and memorize this. Memorize this and cite it in front of the classroom. And the language was so pornographic, they cut her mic and chastised her that this was a public forum and we have to have decorum. And she's like, but wait a minute, then can you understand how my daughter felt being forced to memorize this? And say, tell me they're not child pedophiles and grooming kids. There are. Yeah. But nothing happens. I mean, there was a day and time you'd have been prosecuted. For contributing to the delinquency of a minor, at the very minimum. It's very acceptable today. What a corrupt government. I got it, but I can't play it on the air, Logan. Oh, you have that one? Oh, yeah. You want to? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let me see if you just emailed it to me. I thought, yeah, okay, let's see if it comes in here. I thought you emailed me this other one that's in that article. Yeah, that one, so I can't email it. I mean, I can't play it because it's sad. I mean, what the poor lady has to read. All right, here is one. This one's fine to read. The language is good and everything in this one, right, Logan? All right, here. This is a school board meeting. Where did we end up deciding this was, Logan? Pennsylvania? Okay, this is supposedly Pennsylvania. Now, this is a set of parents trying to go to the school board basically to do the same thing this poor mom was doing. And listen to the guy that keeps cutting these people off. Listen to this.
We're not going to tolerate misrepresentation of facts around equity. So that's irrelevant, and you can stop.
In your opinion?
No, you can stop, Mr. Daly. You're done.
You sure you want to do that to Mr. Ramirez, though?
Yes, I do.
All right. We'll see you in court, sir. Just a reminder, you didn't need an equity.
I said you're done. I said you're done.
The curriculum that's being used here in Pennsbury diversity, inclusivity, and equity, and it's known by other phrases nationwide, often cherry picks facts to create what I feel is a predetermined narrative, which again stigmatizes certain groups of people. And yet there are many facts that are not included in the curriculum, which I think just aren't included because they don't fit the official narrative. For example, first-generation Nigerian immigrants excel to the top of the academic socioeconomic ladder of success. Or
All right, we're just, you're getting into irrelevant things. Just, we're just going to stop you there. You're done.
Who made you the king
You're done. We're not going to take it, that is irrelevant.
That's important because it suggests it breaks.
You're done, Mr.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
done.
You are, Mr.
No,
Marshall. You're done. You are done.
I will sue you as well.
You're done.
No, I'm not.
You're done.
What? Based on what?
Board policy 903. You are
what
now being disruptive and disorderly. You're done.
You're the one.
You're done.
You know what?
You're finished.
You can count on being sued.
It seems to me that you think you can supersede the United States Constitution. I've got news for you, school board president Benito Mussolini. Your power does not supersede that of the U.S. Constitution and the First Amendment rights of the citizens of this great nation. Let's be very, very clear who has the power.
Mr.
It is
Campbell,
not government policy. Do not warn me or do not interrupt my time.
David.
This is my comment, not your comment. I'm quoting to you now from the United States Supreme Court 1964 case, New York Times versus Sullivan. This is constitutional case law in this country. This nation is founded on the, quote, profound national commitment to the principle that debate on public issues shall be uninhibited, robust, and wide open, and that it may well include vehement, caustic and sometimes unpleasantly sharp attacks on government and public officials. That's constitutional case law in this nation. I don't have to be nice to you. Nobody behind me has to be nice to you. If you don't like living in the United States of America, then you can all move to Russia, Cuba, or China. This is the First Amendment. My right to critique your fascism, which is what this is constitutionally protected. We've got the school board president saying she'll do better at hitting the mute button in blatant violation of the Constitution for her lobbying and her advocacy of unconstitutional censorship. I want you, the school board, to terminate the employment of Dr. Charissa Gibson with immediate effect. Terminated her employment, I want all of you to tender your resignations for hating on this country. We have a God-given constitutional right to critique you, and we can speak in any lawful tone that we see fit. And don't go looking around, Benito, because this is the United States of America.
Benito, we kept calling him Benito Mussolini. Oh, fascist. What ended up happening in that after I asked you guys to go look that up, Logan? You went to court? The judge ruled in the parents' favor. Yeah. Well, I hate to tell you this, folks. I don't want it, but a civil war is coming. I don't see any other way around it. I really don't. I don't see any other way around it. When they start knowingly killing you with a COVID shot, they tell you it's safe, and they go on to recommend this for children, and are about to roll this out for more for children. I just got a text from former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston. Vaccine, this is Washington Post, vaccines for young kids could be available as soon as June, a top FDA official has said. So they know exactly what they're doing. They're killing us off, the government. You can't trust them. They're unconstitutional. They're tyrannical. These people that hate us, and they clearly hate us, you just saw that. Can you imagine what Benito Mussolini there at the school board would do if he really had the power? Other than cut your mic off, let me tell you something. He'd cut your head off, I think, some of these people, if they had the chance. That's my opinion. And I think that's where we're headed. I think we're headed to a war of self-defense, not a war of offense. The Founding Fathers are very clear about that, that they didn't want to be involved in a war of offense, but they would be involved in a war of defense. And I think, unfortunately, we may be headed for a war of defense, meaning we will have no choice but to defend ourselves. And this is why I've warned you. I don't care if they're wearing a uniform. If they're outside the law, they're outside the law. Tin pot dictators wear uniforms. If they're unconstitutional and violating the constitutional rights and you feel your life is at risk or jeopardy, you have a right to defend yourself and your family. I don't care if they're wearing a UN uniform or what they're wearing. And that's probably likely the way they'll do it. And I really hope we don't see a civil war. No one should want that. It would be horrific beyond what you could ever comprehend. I don't see any way around it. The sides are so divided. The hatred of Americans that are patriotic, God-fearing, free market people, the castigating of us, the marginalizing of us, the criminalizing of us. I don't see any other way around it. All right, what else do we got here? But we'll watch and pray the rapture happens. All right, what else do we have here? I know we got more. Oh, let's do this real quick. All right, have you guys seen this? Ghost in the Machine. Have you guys seen this? I saw this last week. Ghost in the Machine. Eerie U.S. Army video asked, who's pulling the strings? It's called Ghost in the Machine. In one of the most interesting military recruit videos ever produced, the Army's 4th Psychological Operations Group, Airborne, launched a new video with little explanation titled, Ghosts in the Machine. The video simply states, all the world's a stage. Join us, end quote. Well, not saying much, the video, which feels more like a movie trailer for some new dark sci-fi flick or video game, provides, quote, unsettling, end quote, music and imagery intended more to elicit emotion and thought than provide clarity, just as psychological warfare should. As one social media user stated, quote, everything is a weapon, even this video, end quote. The Charlotte Observer, which reports on going-ons at Fort Bragg, where the Army Special Forces and Psychological Warfare units are headquartered, describes the YouTube video as follows, quote, the video, posted May 2nd, that'd be May 2nd, 2022, starts innocently with benign clips of cartoons and images of empty city streets and subways. But the vibe grows increasingly disturbing, with footage of a shadowy man, anxious stares at dark skies, violent riot scenes, and soldiers being deployed. Have you ever wondered who's pulling the strings? The video asks. You'll find us in the shadows at the tip of the spear. Anything we touch is a weapon. We can deceive, persuade, change, influence, inspire. We come in many forms. We are everywhere, end quote. This is your government, folks. Okay? This is coming from the military. The military has been captured. Okay? The military has been captured. You got, what's his name up there? What's that glutton's name up there? Milley. You got Marxist Milley. Marxist Milley up there is the chairman of the Joint Chief. And, clearly, the military has been captured by the cultural Marxist, and now they're writing this kind of thing. Quote, you'll find us in the shadows at the tip of the spear. Anything we touch is a weapon. We can deceive, persuade, change, influence, inspire. We come in many forms. We are everywhere. End quote. You know, if they wanted to do this overseas, go for it. The problem is they're doing it to us. While the Observer goes on to delve into possible occult links to the video and conspiracy theories, the Army PsyOp unit responsible for the video describes itself more simply on its website. Quote, PsyOp forces are masters of influence, the core of information warfare. We conduct influence activities to target psychological vulnerabilities and create or intensify fissures, confusion, and doubt in adversary organizations. Well, that I guess the military now considers us that adversary because they put out their stand-down orders to make sure they don't promote any conservative, constitution-loving Americans. They go on to say on their website, we use all available means of dissemination from sensitive and high-tech to low-tech to no-tech and methods from overt to clandestine to deception, end quote. Let me play the video when we come back. So much more to get to. Don't go away. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Okay, this government military video, any of you can go onto YouTube and type Ghost in the Machine, and you should be able to find it. Paid for by your tax dollars, folks. It starts out with this on the screen. If your opponent is of choleric temper, seek to irritate him. And then below that pops up, pretend to be weak, that he may grow arrogant. So here's my question. Is the military actually preparing for something against the American people? Because they sure don't seem like they care about the invasion at the border. Even though we know Islamists, terrorists, drug lords, all kinds of stuff's pouring over. They don't care about that. So who are they preparing to go to war with? I think it's the American people. I really do. And what is with this? Okay, watch the video. For those watching by TV, I'll explain it for those by radio. So that's that quote. The quote comes from Sun Tzu. Now they're playing a video of a old black and white cartoon of a clown, a creepy little clown dancing along and walking.
As the world watches and listens in horror, the peaceful pro-democracy demonstration in China comes to a violent and bloody end.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
All right, then it says real big. Who's pulling the strings? Question mark. And it has a chess game. Chessboard. That was chess. And it says who?
Wolves hiding nearby.
Now it's in the friend. It says born from the ashes, okay? I'm going to turn the music off and just tell you what's going on. Now they've got a symbol of a ghost, an image of a ghost hanging off of a tree. Okay, so again, ghosts like CIA, you know, in the shadows. Of a world at war. Really, of a world at war. And you see an empty subway with one person standing there. But this one person appears to have on, you could, empty subway. Now, you'll find us in the shadows. Okay, now it's showing special forces, guys. Creeping up on a house at the tip of the spear. Now it's showing scenes of China's military marching. A threat rises in the east. Shows Wall Street invades Ukraine. Now it's old time warfare. Now it's showing modern day warfare, showing videos. It's showing drones with footage. It's showing you all the technology, computers, and all the world's a stage. It shows a man on a stage, on a spotlight. And then it has an old reel-to-reel system, the old technology. The guy is turning the dials. It shows an old movie camera and a man sitting in front of it like you watch those old films when you're a kid at church. Anything we touch, and it shows a guy with a microphone, is a weapon. It shows a man with a pen. And it's the same stuff I told you a while ago. We can deceive, persuade, and it shows Islam. What are you going to persuade those guys to do? Oh, I know. Probably persuade them to blow up something, because that's what the FBI does. Did you know that, folks? It's proven fact. It is proven fact the FBI penetrates and gets crazies to do dumb things, including Islamists. You want to talk about Oklahoma City bombing and the third bomber? Let's talk to William Jasper, as we've done. You want to talk about the father that put out a statement in 2017 on how the FBI asset was trying to recruit his schizophrenic son to do something horrible? Yeah. You want to now talk about Buffalo, New York, and the fact the FBI and the authorities were very aware of this mental guy who was let out of the hospital? Persuade, and it happened to show people sitting around with their burqas on, Islamist. Interesting. Let me back up that for those on television. Persuade. Is that what they're doing? Are they persuading? Are they persuading terrorist attacks? Are they telling you in the open daylight that our government persuades people to do stuff, including the Islamist? There they are. Because it's a matter of fact that our government has used Islamic terrorism to be able to take away our liberties and freedom, and goes around recruiting mentally unstable people to do horrible things to blame it then on their enemies. That's how corrupt your government is, people. Influence. Inspire. And now watch this. Now we're going to see a guy, multiple people. We come in many forms, okay? We come in many forms, and look at what's coming out of the woods. All these guys in camouflage wearing white masks, like the old Jason guy, you know, the old creep October scary film from the 70s. They're all wearing these white masks coming out of the woods. We come in many forms. Again, chest mask. Now you're back to the clown. We are everywhere. Shows an empty theater. Empty subway cars. Then it shows the Statue of Liberty. Now we're back to the creepy clown who turns into be a ghost. That's an old video. That's old black and white thing from years ago. A feeling in the dark. What it says on the screen. And now it shows violence. A message in the stars. And showing violence. Showing Ukraine. Dropping leaflets. Streets packed. Violence in the street. Now again, we're back to ghosts. And it shows the creepy man with a white mask on in the woods. And riots all over the world. Ghosts in the machine. Now it shows people. He shows Tiananmen Square. So, I mean, now we got multiple guys in scary masks coming out of the woods. What are we? Question mark. Psych war. Psych war is how it ends. And they want you to come join. Come sign up. What's our government preparing for, folks? Who are they preparing to go up against? Well, let's go to this. Bologna introduces social credit app to promote virtuous behavior. This is from the European Conservative. A new app bearing striking resemblance to the Chinese social credit system was presented during a press conference in Bologna on March 29th. The mayor, also the director of the city's digital agenda for Bologna, discussed the Smart Citizen Wallet app to the press. The app is scheduled for introduction in Bologna this fall, and an experimental vision is already active in Rome. The Smart Citizen Wallet is described as, quote, similar to a supermarket points collection program and aims to reward people for virtuous behavior, such as recycling, using public transport, managing energy well, and not getting fined. All right? There you go. We're on our way to the Mark of the Beast. Now, this also, folks, is being rolled out. Here is the headline from CBN News. Is the EU, European Union, undergoing a Chinification? Brussels will be rolling out a new digital identity. Here is a little video about it. Listen to this. This is a little video from the European Union about their digital wallet, which is a model by the World Economic Forum. This is what the World Economic Forum wants to do to all of us. They're just rolling it out in Rome and Bologna. Now listen to that from the European Union.
The European Digital Identity. Our lives are increasingly moving across borders, on and offline.
I'm from Milan. Helena's from Athens. We met online. Just got married in Ibiza. Now moving to Helsinki to start our app business.
To get stuff done online, we need to be able to identify quickly and securely, just like in the physical world, when passing a checkpoint or signing a document. Proving who you are and taking control over the sharing of personal information electronically is becoming a lot easier, even when it involves crossing borders. The EU is now taking this one step further with the European Digital Identity. It will enable us to identify on and offline and share important personal documents securely, effectively getting rid of a lot of paperwork and administrative hassle.
Oh, could you give me a hand getting our stuff in order, honey?
Guess what? That's exactly what I'm doing.
The European Digital Identity will provide an easy way to share documents such as certificates, report an address change, prove our age, or fill in tax return, wherever we are in Europe.
We need to apply for our loan at the local bank, but I can't find our documents.
Calm down. Paperwork is so 2020.
We'll manage our digital identities using the European Digital Identity wallets.
Have you seen my wallet?
You mean this one?
Ah, yes. That one.
The European Digital Identity wallets will enable us to store and exchange documents and legal information while fully controlling which data we want to share with whom.
ID data sent. Credit rating sent. Income statement sent. Loan application done.
Whew, which leaves us plenty of time to unpack these boxes.
If you enjoy our content, make sure you like our video and subscribe to the digital...
All right. So it's notice how it's going to be so convenient now. It's going to be so convenient and easy for you. You should want to do this, right? Of course, that's the way they get you. No, okay, I'm being told it's called Bologna. All right, Bologna. So the European Union is rolling this thing out, and they want you to think it's going to be wonderful and great for you. And this is what you should all be excited about. Here's another article. If you go over to worldviewreport.com, is a social credit system coming for us? Is a social credit system coming for from us? And it goes over to my friend Jim's platform, the Burning platform. And it goes into more detail on the Burning platform. A social credit score system is piloted there in Bologna, Italy. And it goes on from there, describing things, what they want to do. And, of course, this is all tied right back to, guess what, World Economic Forum. The Italian news source mentions that this approach is already in experimental use in Rome, Italy. In March 22nd, Salesforce published the following announcement. Quote, Salesforce, the global leader in CRM today, announced that the municipality of Rome has chosen Salesforce to create an integrated citizen relationship management platform. Okay, and it goes on from there. But you know what? Guess what? Mark Benioff with Salesforce, he's on the board of the World Economic Forum, Board of Trustees. And there's a hyperlink that would take you to that page, and it will pop up, and you'll see him on here. Okay? So there he is right there. Look at that. Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Salesforce. Now, again, back to the Burning platform. This is who they're all working with. Wait a minute. This is, of course, again, all tied back to the idea of maybe eugenics in the end. Because now your digital process will tell so much about you and who you are and what you believe, whether you're going to get health care. So again, there's a lot of great articles at worldviewreport.com. This is all just from my morning research. Okay. All of this I found this morning in my research. Okay. Look how quick it's moving and how it's all connected. Here's another one. Gates Fauci funded experiments on bird flu. This is from The Defender. Dr. Joseph Mercola is writing this. Gates Fauci funded experiments on bird flu. Will it be the next pandemic? Natural bird flu is notoriously harmless to humans. But Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci have, for many years, funded research to develop a bird flu pathogen capable of infecting humans. Will it be this one, folks, or will it be the monkeypox? The monkeypox. We showed you the footage, did we not? The pictures and the news story about monkeypox yesterday on TV last night. Massachusetts officials confirm first human case of monkeypox, just as CDC issues warning that it is monitoring outbreak across Europe. Yeah. All right. It's moving quick. You know, they've got to have some kind of big catastrophe to push us all back to voting by paper so they can keep the steal going. Nancy Pelosi's been bragging. We're going nowhere. Why is she so confident? 1-800-347-9829. Are we headed to civil war? Are we too divided a nation? Well, I think you heard that school board meeting. You see how they treat us, how they talk about us, how they marginalize us. You see what they're doing to January 6 people versus what they're doing to the people protesting and breaking the law in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses. Two-tiered system. What do you think is coming, folks? 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. All right, welcome back. 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. Let's roll through those calls as many as we can, as fast as we can. Greg in Minnesota, line one. Greg, thanks for calling in, Greg.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Brad.
Yeah.
When you were mentioning about Psych Ops and the Buffalo Shooter, have you watched the Jason Bourne movies at all?
Yes.
And it's all about mind control. And I kind of flashed on that. I thought, are we talking about the same type of things that are happening now?
Makes one wonder, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And if you go to worldviewreport.com, if you go to worldviewreport.com, here we go, 2017 flashback. Attempted bombing suspect's family issues a statement. I put that up there yesterday, put flashback on it, because it goes into the father. This is from the Oklahoman. This goes into the father talking about how an FBI asset and the FBI knew that they were taking a guy mentally incompetent and trying to get him to do something horrific. And the father was, I mean, you ought to read it. This is how corrupt they are, folks. Oh, they are so corrupt. They are so, I mean, I'm telling you what, if the FBI shows up at your door with the FBI in yellow, they might as well have a star and a sickle on it, or a hammer and a sickle. You're dealing with nothing but communist and communist useful idiots and communist puppets, which really, you're either for us or you're against us. You work with them, you aid them, you do their bidding, whether you know it or not, you are one of them. And let me ask you a question. Should we comply with communists in America? Should we comply with tyranny in America? Should we obey their orders? Absolutely not. We must resist. If we learned anything from the POWs in the Korean War, you do not comply. I don't care what uniform they're wearing. I don't care what badge. You know, it doesn't matter anymore. They are lawless. They're unconstitutional. They kill people. They break the law. They go after mentally handicapped people. We, folks, you have no clue what's happening in this country, most Americans. They still believe the psychop, talk about psychop, that we're still a free society with legitimate government organizations and agencies, and we are not. Let's go to George in Illinois. George, line two. Go ahead, George.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that copy paper that was put into the ballot. Who did it vote?
Who did vote? What do you mean?
No, you said it counted it as a ballot. Who was on that ballot?
Oh, well, I don't know. You'll have to go look at the video and see who it is. It was a simulation. They took the machines. They're used in Alabama, and they were doing simulations and running it through the ballot. It really wouldn't matter who was being voted for because it was all a simulation. It could have Mickey Mouse versus Donald Duck. It wouldn't matter. It was a simulation to see if the paper, which was not legitimate ballot paper, was just copy paper, could be put through the machines, because there was lots of reports of that's exactly what the ballots were. We have interviewed ourselves, poll watchers who were touching the paper and said they'd been, you know, poll watchers for years, some 15, 20 years. They knew instantly what the paper should feel like from years of handling it. And when they touched some of this paper, they knew it wasn't right. It wasn't the right paper. It was on copy paper. So what they're trying to do, George, in this simulation was show you that you could use the wrong paper, just copy paper, run it through the machine, and it would still tally the vote. So it wouldn't matter who it's voting for. It's just showing the simulation it would tally the vote. And that's why, again, Mike Lindell's in Georgia today with a bunch of these folks at the Capitol. And we'll be reporting on that later today, tonight. Let's go to Daniel, line four. Daniel, thanks for calling in, Daniel.
Yes, hi, Brandon. Say, I think you have for many times mentioned a document that the generals of the Soviet Union had written many years ago about bringing about the collapse of the planned collapse of the Soviet Union. Is that right?
That's right. That was before the collapse of the Soviet Union. Yes, there was one guy in particular that I talk about in one of my documentaries. That he did this years and years in advance, and about 90% of what he predicted now has come to pass.
So that when President Reagan called for tearing down that wall, is it possible that they believed that they were the ones that actually pulled the strings to make that happen?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They absolutely did. And there is... lots of information in my documentary, Siege, about this. And that book, I think it was called, here it is, New Lies for Old. It's in my library. I want to show you guys a picture of it if I can get it to pop up here. New Lies for Old, and here it is right there. There it is. I'm going to blow it. It's by Anatoly Galitsyn. Anatoly Galitsyn. A-N-A-T-O-L-I-Y, Galitsyn. Okay? An ex-KGB officer. And if you go read his book, he predicts what's going to happen, the collapse of the Soviet Union, why it will collapse. And he does this years and years in advance of the collapse, right? And he tried, you know, to warn people, but most folks didn't want to listen to him. But you should read New Lies for Old, because, again, he predicted these things before they actually came to pass, years in advance before they came to pass. But they knew. They openly stated, and he said, this is what they'll do when they can no longer hold on. They're in economic trouble, which they were. I mean, they were getting pantyhose and passing out pantyhose to women. I think it was Boris Yeltsin was trying to grab up pantyhose and pass it out to women and keep everybody calm. These are just some staples because they were trying to stave off. But when they finally realized they were done, they went ahead and they organized the collapse, the surrender. We're done. We're not communist anymore. And of course, we know that Gorbachev helped with his perestroika to kind of merge this idea of socialism with capitalism or perestroika. So they were laying the foundation for all this. And what it did is opened up the West to them. And we came flooding in there with money and financing and technology. While it may be technology, say, for a commercial airliner, it was also technology that they could use for fighter jets and other things. And they were able to go on and rebuild themselves and get a lot of stuff from us and a lot of secrets, a lot of information. And now look what they are, where they are, and look where we are. Line 3, Anonymous. Line 3, thanks for calling in. Hi. Line 3 from Minnesota. Go ahead, Anonymous.
Yes. A number of days ago, you started out your program by talking about the fact that some laboratories are going to be making the Ebola illness an airborne disease. Unfortunately, your program was cut off and the local station filled the entire program hour with music. And I was wondering when you will be able to rebroadcast this Ebola program.
Okay, thank you. Do you have access to the internet?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can get Karen on here. Karen Kingston was on with me, and we were talking about and played a video of Fauci talking about airborne Ebola is not a thing. This was a video that's quite old. You can see it by looking at Fauci, how young he is. But what we went on to show were slides and graphics and patents where there was work at making it airborne. So we don't know if it's airborne. What we were saying is it is not by its very nature airborne, but we were able to show that there is work being done to make it airborne. And that show is at WVWTV.com. But I'll try to bring some of that to us in the next day or so by audio. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.